Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., celebrating the Peace Through Business program, which is the program that that brings women from Rwanda and Afghanistan to the United States, trains them in their countries about entrepreneurship, and then brings them here for a month to learn more about that so they can go back and be more successful in their business. One of the supporters of that organization is Fran McMahon, and she, along with many others, including me, I kind of feel like I'm an original supporter of this organization. I've known Terry Neese, the founder, for so long. But Fran is with us. She's the publisher of The Hill. And Fran, tell us about your publication.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes. Well, The Hill, it started out as a newspaper, and in this media age, we are now on every platform. We're online, mobile, and also through events. We're a nonpartisan, non-ideological news resource for and about Congress.
Right. And so you publish every day that Congress is in session, don't you?
Yes, we do. We publish every day that Congress is in session. And as I said, with with online, it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week business. And we update our website probably 20 or 30 times a day. The news just keeps happening.
What do you do when they're in recess? You guys get to go to Barbados or south of France? What do you do?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. How did you know that? we're red in all the districts. And, Congress, really themselves, we never sleep either. They have to go home and to their districts. So we follow the issues in the districts as well. We're red not only here in Washington, but in each of the state capitals. They get the paper a day late, but now they can, they get the paper still, they want the hard copy, but they can get online and either read it online or they have a digital version where they literally can turn page by page. So when they go home, there's still issues. Certainly it slows down, and I don't like that because as the publisher, I want to run at a high speed. But there's always news, fortunately.
Well, exactly. And of course, remind us of some of your columnists and editors and contributors that we might have seen on television that folks might recognize.
Oh, sure. Well, I think maybe the most famous is A.B. Stoddard. I say the most famous because she's worked with me for many years, and she's my father's favorite columnist, I'll say that. So she's on regularly.
I like her too.
Oh, good. So she's on regularly. Bob Kuzak is on quite a bit, and he is wonderful. He actually, both of his parents are actors and an actress, and he's had his SAG card since he was a little boy, and he's just recently been doing some on-air appearances for us. He broke a very big story last week, everybody probably saw, with the Treasury Department and the problems they have there. And some of our others are getting ready to appear on shows as well. But those are our two main on-air personalities.
Right. So, when you listen to the women in the Peace Through Business program, and you know that Rwanda has had two genocides in the last 40 years, and in Afghanistan, they've gone through all this upheaval over the decades, and you realize what these people are having to go through to try to come to form some kind of governments that are sustainable in their countries. Really, our own political class on both sides of the aisle really ought to look around at those people and look at the challenges they're having, and put what we're working on here in our country a little bit more in perspective. That's what I think. What do you think?
Well, I'm the ultimate optimist, and I know there's a lot of talk everywhere I go in Washington about how our Congress hasn't gotten anything done, and there's so much partisanship. And while that is true, as I said, I'm the ultimate optimist, and I still feel we have this unbelievably wonderful system that has stood the test of time We have our freedom, and I have a lot of faith in the American spirit, and I think
right.
this is maybe one of those times, you know, we all have them in our lives where we go through these kind of muddy periods because it's the
mm-hmm.
kind of cleaning up before, when you're in the middle of cleaning, it doesn't look so clean.
Well, you
so
know,
I
always like
freedom.
To remind people, I always like to remind people that it's not as bad as it has been because 208 years ago, the vice president shot the secretary of treasury in a duel and killed him.
Exactly.
It's not that bad. Hey, Fran, give us the website, please.
Thank you. Yeah, it's www.thehill.com.
Thank you for being here. Good job, and we'll see you later today. I've got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, winding up and signing off from Washington, D.C.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.